The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For a few minutes of your Friday as we head into a weekend. Yesterday afternoon, we heard from President Joe Biden. He's got his hand in your pocket.
My Republican friends are attacking my plan, saying it's big spending. Let me remind you, these are the same folks who just 4 years ago passed the Trump tax cut, totaling almost $2 trillion in tax cuts, a giant giveaway to the largest corporations in the top 1%. And listen to this, almost none of that $2 trillion tax cut was paid for. It just ballooned the federal deficit. In fact, the unpaid bills racked up by the last administration are projected to increase the national debt by more than $8 trillion over time. What I'm proposing is totally different from that approach for three reasons. First, my plan is paid for. It's fiscally responsible because our investments are paid for by making sure that corporations, wealthy Americans pay their fair share.
So do you believe that? Do you believe that Joe Biden's this next $3.5 trillion spending plan that he proposed yesterday and how he's going to pay for it? Do you believe it's paid for? On our guest line this morning is a man who can answer that question from the 5th District, Congressman Ralph Norman. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. How are you?
I am wonderful. Good to hear from you. It's always good to spend a few minutes with you. All right, so tell us, Congressman, is Joe Biden's plan paid for?
Absolutely not. He's a total hypocrite. He really is. I mean, Joey, this isn't even going through the budget process. We have the Republicans have no input. His rationale is that basically it's just his money to spend as he will. The $5.2 trillion that he's talking about, both the original $1.4 that he deems infrastructure and then the latest, I guess, we'll be voting on, is not paid for. We're not having any cuts on any program. Nothing is being sunsetted so that we can attempt to get the budget in control. But he's a total fraud, and he's being told what to do, and it's not something that the country can sustain, and it's going to bail out states that have been mismanaged from a Democrat run administration. Yeah. And so it's just a total sham of what he's talking about.
I'm calling his speech yesterday the pay your fair share speech because he mentioned that a number of times, pay your fair share. And what I have said all morning this morning, and I got to tell you, my listeners have responded to this because we all know when he talks about taxing the rich, the super wealthy, the big corporations, we all know that that means taxing everybody. That means that the middle class, they're going to pay a bigger share of their income as well. We don't buy this at all. But am I incorrect, Congressman, when I've said earlier this morning, it's not a revenue problem. We've got tax dollars already being collected. It's how it's being spent, isn't it?
Yeah, we got a spending problem. We don't have an income problem.
Yeah.
And enjoy this administration. I don't know how they can lie and keep going. I mean, you're talking about it's paid for. The American people are paying for it. Look, as an example, look what we're paying at the pump. Look what we're paying for meat.
Yeah.
And we're paying it to countries that don't like us. And, the hypocrisy that his whole administration has and continues to have is astounding, really. But I think the American people are getting, understand it. And his goal is total dependence on government. And as I tell everywhere I talk, I said, we've got two different worldviews. One are the socialist Democrats who thinks everything is theirs to spend. Every dollar he takes from the private sector. And it's class warfare. He keeps saying rich, poor, black, white. It's divisive.
Yeah.
And, where's the unifier that Biden promised when he was running for office? Where's the, he's going to get buy-in from both sides. It's been a train wreck from day one. And he's on, the sad part, he's only been in office 8 months, and look what he's done to the country.
It seems like an eternity, though, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I think we're going to have a reckoning, hopefully, in the midterms. But it's going to take everybody pulling together. We're going to have some very conservative people elected that are willing to make the cuts and get this country on a sound financial basis. And this president is this whole administration has just forgotten that. They think it's theirs to run, to do as they wish. Nancy Pelosi is a tyrant. And Joe Wilson, Joe Biden, whoever is advising him, is just total socialism and total dependence on government.
Yeah. And wouldn't you love to know who that is? I mean, who's really pulling the strings? On our guest line this morning from the 5th District, Representative Ralph Norman. I was in a local store the other day. I'm not going to name the name, but I got a little project going on at the house. And so I went to pick up some supplies. And here's the sign that they had posted at the checkout point. Effective the week of 9/20 through December the 31st. Now, first off, that's a pretty long week. That's for the rest of the year. But it says a 4% supply chain surcharge will be added to all items purchased due to increased costs associated with transportation, freight, and labor. That's not going to hurt the super wealthy and the rich and the big corporations that he's talking about. That's hurting all of us. And that's what we're seeing all across the board. We have a horrible problem with the supply chain.
Well, it is. And try building a house. Go to a car lot, and it's astounding to see the few cars that are on the lot that they can't get supplies for. Try going to a lumber yard. I mean, it's been a total train wreck. And what this guy is doing is making us dependent on China. He is paying people to stay home and not work. Get this. I went to a fast food, and I've never heard this before. They said, Norman, and I knew the girl at the cash register. She said, it was a drive-thru at a McDonald's. She said, your limit is $13. I said, what are you talking about? She said, yeah, we've got one person flipping hamburgers and one person at the cash register. The doors were locked.
Wow.
I said, just forget it. And you find that all over. You got people who are trying to do projects, can't get workers to drive the equipment. It's all on the hands of this administration, combined with the disasters and foreign policy. Yeah. And you can spend all day picking what this guy's done wrong or what his advisors are telling them is wrong.
Yeah. It's the first time, Congressman Norman, in my life that I remember of having the money to buy something, but you can't find it. You mentioned cars. I mean, you drive by dealerships. They don't have any inventory. Something as simple as paint. I was trying to pick up some deck paint the other day to put a fresh coat on some porches, and I couldn't get the paint because Sherwin-Williams, they're short on supply. He said it could be weeks before I'd be able to get the paint to repaint my deck.
Well, try water heaters. I mean, it's just it runs the gamut, and the fact we hadn't even gotten to the worst part of it yet. We're at the front part. You wait till we get another month or 2 months into it, you're gonna have people screaming. But it's this administration. I mean, it's government has grown way too fast. And we don't work for politicians; they work for us. And Biden continues to be a tyrant and to basically make these executive orders that are killing the country.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to have a front row seat to it.
So he's wanting another $3.5 trillion. Is it a true statement when I say that of the what have we already spent over this past year? $4 or $5 trillion.
Well,
what's the amount with COVID?
Well, the COVID was right at 2 to 3 that we know of.
Yeah.
The 1.4 that was voted on was supposed to be infrastructure. Joey, it was 9% infrastructure. I mean, it was, it's they are smart in naming what they're doing, the bills that they're doing, smart in saying that it's one thing, but they're just telling a lie. It's not.
Yeah. And, so isn't it true, Congressman Norman, that of the COVID money that has already been approved, that's out there somewhere, that there's still a large portion of that money unspent is sitting in bank accounts somewhere because literally local government, state governments are having to come up with ways to spend it?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, going through the paperwork process during the COVID crisis was abominable. I mean, you unless you had a banking relationship, you didn't get the money. And yes, yeah, it's unspent. And the sad part, Joey, they don't know how much is out there.
Yeah.
And it's what he's doing is the analogy that I use is like dropping money from a helicopter. And this same 3.5 that hopefully they will nix and not settle for. I hear Manchin's going to settle for half of it. Where are the offsets? Yeah. Where are the, you know, where is it? Even the meetings that we're not having, you know, it's the American people deserve better, but you know, it's a bait and switch operation that this guy, what he ran on versus what he's putting into action is astounding.
Yeah. So you mentioned a minute ago about who his advisors are and who's asking him to do these things. Truly, do you have any idea who is in charge at the White House?
Well, he's going at the edicts of, you know, the AOCs, Rashida Tlaib, Pelosi, these left-wing socialists who know no bounds. They think that all the money is theirs. And it's like AOC had on her dress, tax the rich.
Yeah.
I mean, define for me rich. That person who recovered from cancer is rich. It's not dollars. And they have no idea because they've never been in the private sector.
And what an idiot. I mean, she wears that dress to an event that it costs $35,000 a ticket to go to. Who did she think was there?
Well, she doesn't care because she's put up. They put her up to run, and they fund her. And it's again, it's they're spending taxpayers' money. It's our money. It's not politicians' money. And you know, get unbelievably. It's amazing the thought process these people have.
Yeah, Congressman Ralph Norman. It's always good to catch up. Thanks so much, and we appreciate what you do.
My pleasure. Thank you for what you do, Joey.
Sure thing. Have a wonderful weekend.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.